Many times, adverse behaviors are a result of a person being unable to communicate their needs, wants, or concerns. It is important to evaluate the circumstances and the environment prior to the onset of the interfering behavior to determine what the behavior may be communicating.
Kate is crying and pacing. You notice she is clenching her teeth and wringing her hands. You have evaluated the environment as Kate has moved far away from her best friend and coworker, Dylan. You are now physically present with Kate. She doesn't stop crying or pacing. Kate is upset and not communicating what is wrong. Calmly, you ask Kate some questions. You listen to Kate relay the situation. You have learned Dylan has told Kate that she is going to have to go to his home now with him. Kate is upset because Dylan didn't ask Kate what she wanted to do, allow her choices, or allow her to make her own decisions. Because you know Dylan well, you know that Dylan frequently tells Kate what she must do. This is an example of a power struggle between coworkers.